Where do you think you're going? No. The bathroom is the other way, young man. You've been to my daughter's room, haven't you? Don't lie to me. We agreed you would stay with us for Thanksgiving under the condition that you slept in the guest room, and here we are in the small hours of the morning with you sneaking back from a room in nothing but your underpants. We are a traditional family. We believe in the sanctity of marriage. And we asked you to respect that. We were very clear that there would be no sexual goings on with our daughter under our roof. What have you two been up to in her room? Have you been messing around? You expect me to believe that, mister? You've been alone with my beautiful daughter in her room and just talked. Drop your shorts. You heard me. Drop your shorts. Yes, right here on the landing. I'm not joking. Drop them now, or I'll fetch my husband. So, you can do as you're told. Just as I thought. You smell of sex. No, you can't weasel your way out of this. You've been fornicating with my daughter in my home. I can smell it. Smell her on your cock. What did you do? Sweet talk her into disobeying her own parents' wishes? Did you have your way with her, your fun, and then think you could slip back to your room without a second thought? Were you just going to go to sleep all smug, knowing you'd deflowered my daughter laying in bed with her scent still on your dick? Well, we can't have that. I mean, it's filthy, disgusting, obscene. I'll clean you off, of course. Like this. Shush now. You don't want to wake my husband, would you? Let's get this dick of yours all nice and clean. Lick you from hilt. To tip, and clean all of my daughter off you. Lap up all of her juice from where you've been. Clearly giving her a good, hard, fucking. And your balls, too. I can't forget these huge, heavy balls. There. All done. Although, now you're all hard. Very hard. Not yet. I can't have you going back to bed all stiff like this. No. You'll only lay in bed masturbating and that just won't do. That won't do at all, so let me just take care of that for you. Mm-mm. happy enough to put your cock into my daughter, why not into me too? Oh. I can't have you jerking yourself off in the guest room. Thinking of my daughter, no doubt. Thinking of what nasty things you'd like to do to her. No, I can't have that. So, it's better if I take care of this for you before going back to bed. The very idea of touching yourself as you fantasize about my girl and the wicked things you want to do to her is so very wrong. Fucking her from behind, no doubt. Slamming yourself into her perky ass. Have you ever fucked her in her ass yet? Are you working up to that? Persuading my sweet, innocent daughter that she'll love anal sex? Well, resisting is she? Telling you she's unsure? You dirty, reprehensible young man. Corrupting my daughter, are you? I need to suck all these impure thoughts out of you. Cleanse you so you won't think about my daughter. I'm behind her backs. Will you stay with us? I bet our poor daughter has no idea how wicked you truly are. What a nasty, dirty young man she's dating. We invite you into our home. But you use that as an opportunity to turn my daughter into a slut. Is that what you like? To treat women like whores? Yeah? Well, show me then. Show me how you like to use women. How you like to use my own daughter. That's it. Grab my head. Fuck my throat. Fuck my mouth. Like, fuck my daughter. I've tasted her on your on your cock. Her cream, and now I wanna don't want to taste you. Come down my throat. Shoot your load into me. Not my daughter. Oh, come on. Come on, do it. Spunk straight into my... into my belly. Okay. Come on, down my throat. Delicious. I can see what my daughter sees in you, but I seem to have made even more of a mess. My drool is all over your cock and balls. Oh, I clean you up all. Let me clean you all up. There, that's better. Now back to your room, young man, and we'll say no more of this. And there will be no more fucking of my daughter, is that clear? And if you really do need to empty those balls again, just let me know. I'm always happy to entertain a house guest.